Hello and welcome to Full Circle with Sean. Today, as promised, we have our special guest, Nahrain. So, hello, Nahrain.
Hello.
Nahrain, let's get to know you a little bit. What is your culture? Where are you from?
Assyrian from Iraq.
Oh, nice. And you live now where?
I live in Australia, Melbourne.
Awesome. And tell me about growing up in Iraq. What was it like?
Normal. Like we study. We actually left my school early, went to work, help family.
And why did you leave? What year did you leave your school, and why did you leave your school?
I left because we need to help my family. So I start working as a manager in a shop, retail shop. So
yeah. At what age?
I was 14.
14. Yep. And what was the circumstances at home? Why did you have to leave school?
Because you have to work to leave. So my dad got sick and I was like got older sister, and then me and my brother, we start working and to help each other.
Do you come from a big family?
Yes.
How big?
Like we were actually five siblings. And mom and dad.
Yep. Awesome. All right. So you said you worked in retail. Where'd you work? What'd you do?
It was shop for clothing, women's clothing. I worked like 10 years there.
Wow, that's a long time. Yeah. Awesome. Great. So when did you start working with the army? How did that come about?
It was 2003.
Yep. And you just showed up and got a job with the army.
No, I had a friend of mine, and she said to me, we have to do introduce ourselves there if they accept us. And then we went, and straight away they accept me.
And who'd you work for at the base?
I work with my boss. What's his name? Mohammed.
Yep.
Yeah. And I was a manager actually there.
And what did you manage?
An internet cafe.
Okay. So where the soldiers called home and used the internet to email their significant others or family?
Yes. And cafeteria and, yeah, drink and all this kind of stuff.
Awesome. All right. And who else worked at the base with you as far as civilians?
It was my sister, younger than me, and then my auntie. Me and her same age.
And what did they do?
One of them, she works in a phone center.
Yep.
And the other one in cigar shop.
In cigar shop. And who else worked with you guys?
One of my friends. They were there too. They were working barber shop. Yeah.
Awesome. And how did you get there every day? How did you get there? How did you get to the base? How did you get home?
So we used to have a driver. He used to come pick up us and drop us and pick up us from work and drop us at home.
Okay. And how long did you work with the army?
A year and a half.
A year and a half. Yep. And then what happened at a year and a half?
So we used to work every day from 7 to 8 p.m. every single day.
It's a long day.
Oh, yes. And then we never, ever put timer on our restaurant or our cafe. And the time we put, we had lots of fun with them. They were very, very nice and friendly. Yeah. And then the main one in a base change, so he came different one, and he started telling us you have to put time to soldier know what time you close, what time you open.
So to go back a second, so that was when my unit left because our time was over. We went up to Diwania, and the new unit came and took over.
Yes.
Yep.
Yeah, that was.
Yep. So they put a time on you guys. So you start at this time, you end at this time.
Yes.
Okay. Yep.
So after 1 week, and then we were leaving the base, in maybe 20 minutes or 15 minutes after we left, they follow us, terrorists, and start shooting the car and bomb the car.
Yep. Yep. So let's unravel that a bit. So you're driving home, and somebody's following you, and they shoot up the car.
Yes.
Yep. And then what happens?
And then, yeah, they kill everyone there. I was only the one survive, actually, from the car.
From the shooting?
Yes.
Yep. So they shoot up the car. The car stops. What happens?
Yeah, they start shooting. And then they open the door. And then they said, oh, they all killed. They're all dead. And then they put the big box. It was TNT in it.
And what were you doing if you were still alive?
I was protecting, making myself, like, acting I was dead.
Yep.
And I was praying. I said, obviously, they're going to kill me. And they just put it and then left.
Yep. So now you're laying in a car. The other car drives away. There's a bomb in the car. Do you know there's a bomb in the car?
No, I didn't.
Yep. And then, so what happens?
I get up and try to help them because it was my sister, my auntie, the driver, my friend. And I didn't know what to do in the middle of the road. And there was no one. Like, they stopped even the cars to go through the street. Yeah, and then I started, like, sitting in the middle of the street and praying. And then suddenly I saw a box in the car. And I said, oh, that was the TNT they put it in. The time I moved in, and it was blow up.
So you were, what, about a meter to the car, and it blew up.
Yeah.
Yep. And then what happened next?
And then they start shooting between them and the terrorists, the police and terrorists, because you know that there is another street. So they came back to see when they blow the car. So they start shooting each other, and then I was in the middle of the street.
Yep.
Yes.
All right, and you're laying on the ground because obviously you've been thrown back from the explosion.
Yes.
Yep. And then do ambulances come or?
No, there were some people help when it's coming, like with the, they call them Jaysh al-Mahdi.
What does that mean?
It's like an army of Mahdi. I don't know what is it, but okay. They used to call them this.
Yeah. So yeah. Who are they? What do they do?
They're Iraqi.
Yep.
And they used to help people when it's go like a explosion or something. They go take them to hospital. Yeah. So when they came, they said, oh, there's no one's alive. Yeah. So, and then I said to them, I'm alive. And they said, oh, there is someone. He's born. It's a burning.
Yeah. That's okay.
Yeah. So I was, I said to them, no, I'm alive. I didn't know what's happening to me because I couldn't see nothing.
Yeah.
Yes. And then they took me to the hospital.
Yep, to an Iraqi hospital.
Yes.
Yep. And what happened there?
They tried to close the blood. It was in my neck. It was like really big hole. And then they fix it. And then they took me to another hospital to try fix my eye. And then they couldn't. And from hospital to hospital.
Yep. So what permanent damage happened? So what? Yeah. Did they fix your eye? What do you have?
No, I lost my left eye.
Yep.
And my thumb, my toes.
Your two big toes?
Yes.
Yep. And you still have shrapnel in your body?
Still in my face, yeah.
Yep. Yep. All right. So it's happened. You're in the hospital. You're recovering. Did you know what happened to your sister, your aunt, and the rest of the people in the car?
No, no one told me. They said they are in different hospital. They are alive. There is nothing happened to them. Yes. And then they transfer me to American hospital in Iraq, in Green Zone. So one of my friends, Sam, did all my application and did it, sent me there. And then did lots of operations.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. So let's go back a second. And in remembrance, tell me about your sister. What kind of a person was she? Tell me about her.
She was 19 when that happened to her. She was very smart and lovely, and she loved life. So, yeah.
Yep. And tell me about your aunt.
Me and auntie, we were same age because olden time, as soon as they used to married like they are young. So my mom and grandma, they were like pregnant together.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. And then me and her, same personality. We were same thing. So she was so beautiful.
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. So you go to Green Zone. You have more surgery. What happens next?
They let me actually walk there because in Iraqi hospital, they said, she's not going to walk. She's not going to see. May she die. It's a lot of stuff you can hear from there to there. And no, actually 3 days they let me walk and they fix everything.
Yeah. Yep. So when do you leave the hospital? Where do you go?
So we went to, I didn't go to my house. And then I went to, because I saw all the terrorists and I can remember all their faces. And we went to my cousin's house.
Yep.
Hiding there, actually.
Hiding there?
Yeah.
And then what happened? Where did you go from your cousin's house?
There I was, I supposed to do another operation for my eye. So they told me they're going to take me to America. But it was only me and my mom. And it took him time. So I decided, my friend Sam decided to take me to a hospital, to Green Zone again, to do the operation because he said she will die if she's not going to do it because there is something in her eye. Yeah. And then I decided to stay and do my operation. And then when I finished from it and they find in my eye a big stone.
Yep. And that's the eye that you still have.
Yes.
Yep. So that's why you have a hole in the center of your eye.
You know, the one, this one,
yeah,
the left one,
yeah,
they find the big stone in it.
Oh, okay,
yeah, yep. And he was like shocked. The doctor said, "How is that happened? How was in your eye? Like, it was a miracle."
Yep. Okay. So you had that surgery,
yes.
And then you leave the hospital. What happens next?
And then I decide. Because, you know, when the family, friends come to visit and all this and people talk and say, oh, maybe she's not going to see me, she's not going to walk again. And I said, I have a faith. I can walk. I can see. I can do a lot of things. And I decide to go back home.
Yep.
I said to them, I want to go home. They said, oh, it's going to hurt you. You're going to see your sister, your auntie there, all the memories. I said, I want to leave these memories. I want to go there. And then I decided to go. And then, yeah, we went back home. But my dad got sick, really sick.
Yeah.
Because before us, he was attacked. They hit him by car. And then his brother came and he took him to North Iraq. He said maybe he will be better there because he's sad all the time, crying for what he's seeing for his daughter and... I was like really, really bad condition. And he said, we said to him, okay, you can go and change a little bit. Yeah. And then they said, after 1 week, he went there and they said, oh, you're going to come and see him or might not see him anymore because he got cancer. And we went to North Iraq.
Yep.
And he passed away, my dad there. And we came back and they write a letter on our door. You leave or we're going to kill you. So we left. All my family went to Jordan.
Yeah. And did you pack up? Did you bring all your stuff with you?
Not really. Yeah. We couldn't. Yeah.
Did you leave quick?
Yes.
Yep.
Yeah, we did leave quick.
So how did you get to Jordan?
It was one of my friends. So my friend, he hired a car. And then we get to it. We went to my cousin's house. And from there, they came and they took us to Jordan.
Yep.
Yeah.
Awesome. And so in Jordan, where did you stay?
In my cousin's house.
Yep. So you stayed in your cousin's too. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
We stayed there, and then until we get together, what we're doing, how we're gonna do all this kind of stuff in Jordan, like operations, because I still have a lot of operation to do, application where we're going. So, yeah, all was...
And who was with you?
It was my family.
Yeah, who? Like it was your mom?
My mom, my brother, my sisters, and I have my grandma was with us.
Yeah.
Like even my uncles and my aunties. Yeah.
Yep. Yep. Okay. So you're in Jordan, you've done the applications, and you get accepted to Australia?
Yeah. First, we were applying the Assyrian said we're going to America. So the helper from America, Washington, and then it was supposed to be only me and my mom. So I said, what are we going to do with my sisters and my brother and the whole family, because they can't go back to Iraq.
Yeah. Yes. And they were young too.
Yeah. And I decided not go to America. And then I had to do some operation there. And then my uncle came from Australia and he said, just apply for Australia and you'll see. And 3 months we apply, we accept it.
Yep.
Yeah.
And how did you get to Australia? How long after you got accepted did you come to Australia?
We were in Jordan like a year and two months or 1 month? One year. And we apply in 3 months. I got interview and then they accept me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then you flew to Australia?
Yeah, we flew to Australia.
Yeah. And then when you get here, where do you stay?
We stay in my uncle's house. He was single, and the other uncle got big family, so we were half-half.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, we all arrived to Australia, and then after 4 months, and we get our own house, our staff, Australia help us with the furniture. Yeah.
Yeah, awesome.
I feel like safe.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. And then how did we reconnect, you and I? So for everybody that doesn't know, when the accident happened, what did they tell me?
Oh, they told you I'm dead.
Why did they tell me that? Did they tell everybody?
Actually, yeah, they did everybody.
They did everybody.
Tell them. Yeah, they told all of them.
To protect you, yeah?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, they did that.
And then... So you're in Jordan, I think, when you reconnected, yeah?
Yeah, I had 1 week. I had the visa, so I was talking me and my sister with my uncle on Yahoo Messenger.
Yeah,
and then you show online.
Oh,
and then we start talking, and you didn't believe it.
I didn't believe you.
No.
Oh, okay.
I said, "That's Nahrain. Do you remember me?" And no, you not exist. Someone using your Someone used this email, blah, blah, blah. He started like saying stuff that he's not believing me. And then, okay, let me open the camera. And then it was surprise, Mr. Sean. Yes.
And yeah, great.
And he you want to come to Jordan? I said, no, don't come.
Yeah, because you were going to Australia.
I had 1 week to leave. So everything was ready for me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So for you guys that don't know, that's when I took a job overseas, contracting, and started visiting you.
Yes.
Yeah. So I think we'll leave it there for now. And let's talk about our reconnection and everything and what happened next and some of the longer lasting, issues with your health. And we'll talk about that on the next episode. So thank you for today.
Thank you.
And I look forward to talking to you on the next episode.
Sure.
End of the road. We've come so far in the circle of life. With Sean, we're stars. From the depths of care to the force we go. In the twists of life, we reap and sow. journey on through every phase. Find your strength in the darkest of days.